can now hear a devout Torah.
That's helpful.
If it is.
This week we're having 2 days of Shredesh, Shabbos and Sunday. Question is, how does that make any sense? How can you have 2 days of Shredesh, which is the first day of the month? Yeah. So it's usually assumed, most of the Rishonim assume, that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is only an institution mid-Rabbanan. Mid-Torah, the second day Rosh Chodesh is the Rosh HaChodesh, the first day of the month. Why did they introduce mid-Rabbanan, a first day Rosh Chodesh? An invitation, a make-believe, the Tidab and Musaf. So that's because usually the Moilad falls out on the first day. So after the new Moilad should have been, that day should have been Rosh Chodesh, but we have a reason why we're pushing off Rosh Chodesh to the second day. So we declare the first day as Rosh Chodesh from the Rabbah. That's what most assume. There is a minority opinion that the 2 days Rosh Chodesh are both Min HaTorah. So the commentaries ask, how can that be? There is a Tosefta, where the Tosefta lists off how many Siri Chatoes do you bring. On Rosh Chodesh you bring 11 Musafim. You bring 10 Oilas and 1 Chatos. Sawyer Chatos on Rosh Chodesh. So the Tosefta says in the course of the year you have either 12 or 13 Siri Rosh Chodeshim, depending whether it's Hashanah Pshuta or Hashanah Mu'ubaris. Tosefta quotes this Tosefta in order to prove the point that one of the Bali HaTosfos thought that on Rosh Hashanah you don't bring the Sawyer Rosh Chodesh, you only bring the Sawyer LeMusafim of Rosh Hashanah. It says in Parshas Pinchas, lists off all of the Musafim, that says you bring the Musafim for Rosh Hashanah, Alvada Lesacharish Minchasai, Oyla Satavidu Minchasai. So it only says Minvad Oyla Sacharish Minchasai. It doesn't say anything about this Sawyer Lachatos. So one of the Bali HaTosfos thought that there is no Sawyer Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbi Natam sent him a letter. This was Rabbi Ephraim, he's a Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam sent him a letter, he lived in a different city already, that's against the Tosefta. Tosefta says explicitly there are either 12 or 13 Seirei Rosh Chodesh, and depending if it's Hashana Pshuta, there are 12. Hashana Mubaris, there are 13. So obviously you're including Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that you bring a Sawyer Lachatos on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei as well. So the question is, but if 2 days Rosh Chodesh are Min HaTorah, so it should be many more. There should be 18. Every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So it shouldn't be 12 Siri Rosh Chodesh. It should be another 6. Every other month has 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So the Hechreach, you have to say that even if you hold that 2 days Rosh Chodesh are Min HaTorah, the first day, which is really the 30th day of the last month, it's not the first day of the next month, even if you hold that first day Rosh Chodesh is Min HaTorah, you don't bring the Musafim. Why not? So it's interesting, we have a pasuk that you bring a Korbanos HaMusafim on Shabbos. So the pasuk reads Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbato. What is it? How do you translate Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbato? A weekly Korban Musaf. Every single Shabbos you bring Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbato. How do you translate Oilos Chodesh B'Chodesho? So Pashup Shat is Oilos Rosh Chodesh monthly. Like Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbato means weekly, Oilos Chodesh B'Chodesho means monthly. You look in the Rambam understood the Feirish otherwise. The Rambam understood like the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk. Oilos Chodesh B'Chodesho means they bring the Korbanos HaMusafim when the Chiddush HaLevana takes place. Because the Rambam writes that the Jewish calendar is sort of an androgynous. We were taking photographs before, so we were taking photographs of the men and the women, and then we're going to take of the androgynous. The Rambam writes that the Jewish year, the year is a solar year, because we're going to pace up to fall out in the springtime. One sukkah is to fall out in Chag HaAsif, in the fall. If you're just going to keep on having 12 months, each month is going to be 29, 30 days, the Pesach is going to keep on moving 11 days earlier every year, every year 11 days earlier. It's going to be in the middle of the winter, middle of the summer. It's going to be crazy. So the Rambam explains that the year has to be a solar year. That's why we always, every couple of years, we throw in a Chodesh HaIvar, an extra month. You have 13 months instead of 12. but the months have to be lunar months. So the Rambam says, how do you know that the year has to be a solar year? Because the Shamar is Chodesh Ha'aviv. You have to see to it that Pesach falls out in the springtime. And how do you know that the months have to be lunar months? Because it says, Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. What do you see from the words Olas Chodesh B'chadsho? So obviously the Rambam is not translating Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. This is the monthly Korban Musaf. Like Olas Shabbos B'Shabbat, this is the weekly Korban Musaf that's brought every single Shabbos. Rambam understood the Pasuk Olas Chodesh B'chadsho like the Targum Munkla says. This is the Olas the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh which are brought the Chidusha Shel Levana. B'chadsho doesn't mean monthly, means the Chidusha Shel Levana. If it's a solar month, so nothing, it doesn't correspond to anything. It's a lunar month, so it corresponds to the Chidush HaLevana. So apparently, even if one should assume that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Minatar, the minority opinion, you wouldn't bring the Musafim on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. You only bring the Musafim on the second day. Why do we daven Musaf on the first day? That's for sure only Midi Rabban. So if the first day Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Minatayra, is not relevant but again to the Musafim, so what is the significance of Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is Mutar B'Malacha. We have no other mitzvahs that we do. So what's the significance of having a Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh if it doesn't mechayv any mitzvahs? It's irrelevant. So the answer must be the tour in Ilchus Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Gaonim. That on Rosh Chodesh there is a chi of simcha. How do you know there's a chi of simcha? So they go on and quote the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem of Mayadechem of Rosh Chodeshem, Uskaitem Chatzoitzus Alolasech Malzivchei Shalmeichem. Every day the Levim used to play music when the Kohanim would do the Nisach Hayayin of the Korbanos Tzibur, and on special occasions, Yom Simchaschem Mayadechem Rosh Chodeshem used to blow Chatzoitzus as part of that orchestra. Special mitzvah to blow extra, to have more pieces, more musical instruments in the orchestra on these special days. So the pasuk puts Rosh Chodeshem together with Yom Simchas Ma'adech Rosh Chodeshem. So the Goyim say that's the right, that there's a Chiyuv Simcha Min HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. Usually when there's a Chiyuv Simcha, what does it mean? Let's say on Yom Tov there's a Chiyuv Simcha. So Yom Tov cancels Avelus because there's a Chiyuv Simcha. Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Simcha. That's why Shabbos does not cancel Avelus. If on Shabbos no chiyuv simcha, can we say yismuchub malchuscha? So that's a discussion in poskim. They have a serious discussion. What is the meaning of that nusach and the tefillah yismuchub malchuscha? But al pidin on Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. There's a mitzvah of kibud v'yodik, mitzvah of zochah v'shama, but there is no mitzvah of simcha. As opposed to Yom Tov even chalamay, there is a chiyuv simcha on Yom Tov and chalamay. So on Rosh Chodesh also there is a chiyuv simcha, but it's not simcha v'kum v'yasei. Usually on Yom Tov, whenever there's a mitzvah of simcha, let's say by chasana there's a mitzvah of simcha, by bris milah the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of simcha, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Sasa nechay alim rasecha kimotzei sholol rav." So the Gemara says that pasuk refers to the mitzvah of bris milah im rasecha, because usually it says by dabra Hashem, in connection with bris milah it says by yoymer Hashem. So Sasa nechay alim rasecha means that the mitzvah of bris milah is always fulfilled in the fashion of simcha. Usually when you have a chiyuv simcha, you have a to express the simcha, to put one in the mood of simcha, you usually require basa v'yayin. On Yom Tov, you have to have basa v'yayin. On Shabbos, there's no chiyuv simcha, so you don't have to have basa v'yayin. On Shabbos, it's a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos is determined subjectively. It says in Shulchan Aruch that whoever enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, I haven't yet met such people, but apparently there were such people who enjoyed fasting better than eating, so their writing Shabbos would be fulfilled by fasting on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha, there is no halacha, you have to have basa v'yayin. You have to have oinik Shabbos, but everyone enjoys, a person doesn't enjoy fleshiks, enjoys milchiks, or he enjoys fasting, so that's how he fulfills oinik Shabbos, and it's determined subjectively. But at Yom Tov there's a chiyuv simcha, so we usually assume that there's an obligation to have basa v'yayin. The Mishnah Berurah claims that the majority, he thinks that the majority of the poskim really hold that you don't have to have basar. His man says just the eye, because the lashon haGemara is as much of this amikdush hayakayim. The only way to fulfill simchas yontif was by eating b'sar shlomim, by eating b'sar karbonis. As much in beis hamikdash kayim, you don't have the ability to eat b'sar karbonis. So the Gemara says ein simcha ela b'yayin. So a minority of the poskim say that it's not enough basar. As man says, you have to have basar d'yayin. As man hamikdash, it would have been enough to have basar, because it's b'sar karbonis, b'sar shlomim. As man says, because it's chulin, so you have to have basar d'yayin. The Mishnah Berurah says that he thinks that the Rov HaPoskim don't hold like that. Rov HaPoskim think that the Bezman Hazeh, all you have to have is Yayin, there's no need to have the Poskim. So on Rosh Chodesh, there is no halacha that you need Davke by a chasana, you're not supposed to have a Melechik wedding. You have to have Shevet Brachas also, when you make a Shevet Brachas. The Maram Shik happens to have a tshuva about that. He said that the Shevet Brachas Suda, or a chasana suda, has to be fleshik, you have to have basar v'yayin. There's even a discussion, the Ger Rebbe from before the Second World War is quoted as having said that you should really be machmet to have the sar behema as opposed to chicken. Because on Yontif, you look in the first page in Yeridei, page Aleph, Oman Aleph, there's a machlekes achreinim, whether on Yontif you can be yotze with chicken or you need dafke basar behema. Maybe if you need basar v'yayin, ein simcha le b'basar means basar behema. So if a chasana needs basar v'yayin, maybe it has to be dafke basar behem. So the quote from the Ger Rebbe, if a person can't afford to spend so much money to have basar behem, for everybody, at least a minyan, it assumes at least 10 people should have flesh, and the rest should have chicken. So usually when you talk about, or let's say a bris milah, so the Magen Avraham quotes the Shalom, that the bris milah, sudas bris milah should really be fleshing. And even if you hold like that Mishnah Brewer, that you don't need basar on Yontif, you don't need basar by the wedding, you don't need basar by the bris, but yayin l'holidays you have to have. For sure, everyone should have a little yayin. B'zmanas ain't simcha le b'yayin. Either you say b'zmanas ain't simcha le b'basar b'yayin, or b'zmanas ain't simcha le b'yayin. That's negir to a chasen and a shevet brochas. That's negir to a bris milah, sudas bris milah. That's negir to Yontif. But on Rosh Chodesh, it's just that there's an isa tainus. There is no mitzvah to have basar v'yayin. So on Rosh Chodesh, there's an inyan of simcha b'shevi al tase. You don't allow hesped b'tainus. You don't allow hesped b'tainus. But there is no chiyuv simcha b'kum li'aseh.
That's why it doesn't cancel the
aveilus. Right, that's why it doesn't cancel the aveilus, because it's not a simcha b'kum li'aseh. It's only b'shevi al tase. The Gemara says Yontif cancels aveilus because it's a time to disaster. How can you observe simcha b'kum li'aseh with aveilus at the same time? So since the chiyuv simchas Yontif is esed derabim, the whole klal yisrael is mechuyev, and aveilus ebel yochad asilach, that's only aveilus for this family. So the esed derabim takes precedence over the esed diyochad. On Rosh Chodesh, on the first day Rosh Chodesh, even if one should assume that it's deraisa, but there's no chiyuv karbonis, that everyone agrees that's a beferish tosefta. You only have either 12 or 13 siri Rosh Chodoshim in the course of the year, depending what Shana Pshut or Shana Mu'beres. But nobody says you bring Musafim on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So even if one should assume that Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is deraisa, it's not benegat. So there's no isa malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and no Musafim on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So what is this? And no other mitzvahs to fulfill. No chiyuv simcha. But there's a chiyuv simcha b'shevi al tasa. Simcha b'shevi al tasa means anisa hesped b'tainas. There is an interesting pasuk on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We have a special haftarah, Hashemayim Kisi, the different minhagim. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the Shev Benachemta. Which haftarah you say? What you say Hashemayim Kisi? What you say the haftarah of the Shev Benachemta? Different minhagim that are recorded in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So when normally Hashemayim Kisi is the end of Sefer Yeshaya. So the Nabi Yeshaya ends off Hayom Losid Lavai Hayom Ide Chodesh Bechodesh Bidei Shabbos B'Shabbato Yavol Kol Basar L'Shtachos Lofanai Omar Hashem. So there's a fascinating Yalkut Shemayni on that pasuk towards the very end. It's next to the last pasuk in Yeshaya. So the Yalkut Shemani says, all the years of Golos, the Jewish people were davening Musaf, we were crying in Pnei Chatoinu, Galin, Miyachseinu, Vein Atri Cholim Lalas, Lai Rois, Mishtapas, Tovanecho, Lassas, Chavasein, Pes, Pirasech, we were unable to bring the Karbonis, unable to be on the Regalam, on Pesach Shavua Sukkis, and we prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Visham Na'alav, and Eroi, and Mishtapas, Tovanecho, we pray he should give us the opportunity. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says to the Navi, tell Bnei Yisrael Kindalach, you really feel so bad that so many years of Golis you weren't able to fulfill the mitzvah by Leo Larego. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a deal. I'll give you an opportunity to make up for all of those Yamim Taivim that you never did at Leo Larego. Shabbos, and the Pasuk means Yontif. Doesn't mean Shabbos. Like Esfratim Lachani Machos HaShabbos. Doesn't mean you count Sfiras starting from Sunday. It means you count Sfiras starting from the day after Yom Tov Pesach, the first day Chol HaMoed. So here also on this pasuk, Vayomi dechodesh b'chodesh midei Shabbos b'Shabbatai, every Rosh Chodesh and every Sholosh Shekalim, every Yom Tov, we will be Oyle Regel. It's a very strange Yalkut Shemoed. The Rambam writes as one of the 13 Ikori Amuna that the laws of the Torah never change. So what do you mean that loss of love will be oil regal on Rosh Chodeshim? Until then, we never heard of such a thing. How can it be? So the Pashtus, you have to say not that the laws of the Torah will change. You have to say that this was always the din. Not that on Rosh Chodesh there was always a chiyuv to be oil regal, but there was a chiyuv. There is such a concept. A quote from the Vilna Gaon: there is such a concept as a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not obligated to do something, but if you do it, it's varech and there's a mitzvah. It's a mechudish dikke concept. Some deny that the Vilna Gaon ever said, because they say it's a contradiction in terms, because a mitzvah means mitzvah, a commandment. How can you say it's a commandment if it's only a mitzvah, so reshus? No, so the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva in Valozhin. Valozhin Yeshiva lasted for 90 years, from 1802 to 1892, and it was closed by the Russian government. So the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva the last 39 years in Valozhin. So the Netziv, in his commentary at the end of B'chuk Kaisai, quotes, in the Yeshiva they said over the name of the Vilna Gaon, that Pesach, the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation to eat matzah, even if you're not interested. And the rest of the Yom Tov Pesach, it's a rishus. So what do you mean rishus? So we usually learn pshat in the Gemara. If you're hungry, say eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat bread. Eat matzah, so that'll fill you up. So the Vilna Gaon said, no, it's a mitzvah, so rishus. If you eat matzah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. There is such a concept as a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not obligated to do it, but if you do it, you have a kiyum mitzvah. There were communities in Europe where they said a bracha. All of Pesach, because they were following the Vilna Gaon. So the Gedolim in Europe said, even with the Vilna Gaon, it's still not right. You don't say the bracha alachilus matzah after the first night of Pesach. It's only the first night. So there is such a concept as a mitzvah kiyumis. Apparently, this was not only lasid lavay. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to give us an opportunity. Vayomi dechodesh b'chodshay. Day Shabbos b'Shabbatot will be Oyle Regel, not only on Sholosh Regalim, will be Oyle Regel. That's why it's called Sholosh Regalim, to be Oyle Regel. Oyle Regel, even on Rosh Chodoshim. This is the way it always was. There was always a mitzvah kiyumis. If it be Oyle Regel on Rosh Chodesh, it'll be a kiyum mitzvah. How do you know? Because we read in Sefer Melachim that when Elisha Hanavi gave the Isha Shunamis a bracha, she should have a baby, and the baby had a sunstroke and he died, and she said, so the mother said she wants to go see the Navi. She didn't tell her husband that the baby died. So the husband said, why are you going to see the Navi? The Chodesh Ayom Veloy Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you see from that pasuk that Chayavonim Lahakmon Pnei Rabba Beregel. He mechuyev to visit the Rebbe on Regel. Where does it say anything about Regel? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, the Chodesh Ayom Veloy Shabbos. Shabbos means Yom Tov. It doesn't mean Shabbos, what we call Shabbos Beresh. It doesn't mean Shabbos Saturday. Shabbos means Yom Tov, like a Meimachos HaShabbos. So what does it mean, Lo Chodesh Ayom? Means the practice would be to visit the Rebbe the same time you mechaber the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by being Oyle Regel on Rosh Chodashim and on Yomim Tovim Sholosh Regalim. They'll be mechaber Pnei Rabbi on Rosh Chodashim and on Sholosh Regalim also. can't say that there's a mitzvah to be mechabed the Rebbe, to visit the Rebbe, more than you have a chiyuv to be mechabed the Shechina. That's how the Gemara says. You only stand up for the Rebbe once in the daytime, once in the nighttime. Tosfos says it's usur to stand up more than once a day and once in the nighttime, because we're only mechabed the Rebbeinu Shalom by saying Kabbalah Samach Shmain Kriyashma once in the daytime, once in the nighttime. So you only mechabed the Rebbe to the same extent. So that's what the Nadav Yehuda has a famous tshuva. He says that bizman hazeh, the chiyuv to visit the Rebbe is only midirabbanan. There's no longer a chiyuv minatar to visit the Rebbe on Shalosh Regalim, because we're not visiting the Shechina. It can't be that there's a chiyuv to be mechabed the Rebbe more than a chiyuv to be mechabed the Shechina. So the Isha Shunamis tells her husband, she wants to go visit Elisha HaNavi. So the husband says, why are you going? L'chodesh Hayom V'lo Shabbos. Apparently, he used to go visit the Rebbe on Rosh Chodashim and on Shalosh Regalim. So this was not only Lasid Lover, this was the way it always was. There always was such a mitzvah kiyumis to visit the Beis HaMikdosh, not only on Shalosh Regalim mitzvah kiyum, but on Rosh Chodashim, apparently it's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia where the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi always used to come to the Beis Medrash by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So one day, it was Rosh Chodesh, one day he came very late, so the Mashgiach didn't want to let him in. So how come he came so late? So he said, every Rosh Chodesh he goes to the Moras HaMach Beilo, has to wake up Avram Avinu, wash Negel Vasa, daven with him, and then tuck him back in to go to sleep. Then he wakes up Yitzchak Avinu, washes Negel Vasa, he davens with him, and then when he finishes davening with him, he puts him back to sleep. Then Yankov Avinu, each one he wakes up. So that Mashgiach and Yeshiva ask, why don't you wake them all up together, daven all three together? Why do you waste time to daven each one separately? So the Yom Navi says, if all three of the others would daven simultaneously, they would force the Rebbeinu Shalom to send the Melech HaMashiach, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is not yet ready to send the Mashiach. So that's why he was given instructions. Eliyahu Navi is given instructions to wake up each one separately, to daven with Avram and put him back to sleep, to daven with Yitzchak. And we have a concept, Tzadikim and Misosim, Kruyim Chayim, so we consider it as if they're just sleeping. So he wakes them up, they wash Negel Vasa, like we wake in the morning. When we wake up, we wash Netilas Yadayim. So each one of the others watches Netilas Yadayim. It's based on that Gemara that there's a minig in Eretz Yisrael that they have buses go to the Moras HaMachpelah every Erev Rosh Chodesh, because the Gemara has this concept that the Ovis daven to the Rebbeinu, the Ovis buried in the Moras HaMachpelah daven to the Rebbeinu Shlolem every month on Rosh Chodesh. So the Maharsha comments on that Gemara towards the end of Bav Metzia around Daf Pei Vav. He says, because the pasuk says Vayomi the Chodesh b'Chodshoy, this pasuk at the end of the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh pasuk, Vayomi the Chodesh b'Chodesh b'day Shabbos the Shabbato, the expression is Yavok Kol Basar. What do you mean Kol Basar? Even the Mason, not only the Chayim, are supposed to visit the Beis HaMikdash, Yavok Kol Basar, the Shtachlus Lufan, even the Mason daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rosh Mekabel Pnei Hashchina on Shalosh Regalim and on Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh has a Kedushas Hayoyim Benigeh to Hakrovas HaMasochim. That's on the second day Rosh Chodesh. The first day Rosh Chodesh, most Rishonim assume that it's only Midirabbanan, and those who assume that it is Minat Torah, you have in the Haftarah of Macha Chodesh, you have that Shaul HaMelech had a Suda on the first day Rosh Chodesh and the second day Rosh Chodesh. It sounds like it's a din deraisa. That's what those Rishonim say. They had it bizman haTanach. Sounds like it was always a din deraisa to have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So even if it's deraisa, the first day is only a kedushas hayom of Rosh Chodesh. When you get to this inyan of simcha d'shevi al tasa, Rosh Chodesh has a chiyuv simcha d'shevi al tasa. There is no chiyuv simcha b'kum v'yasei. You're not chiyuv to have a sudas Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Gemara says, if a person recites Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos and he leaves that Ritzeh, he has to bench over. If you have a Suda on Yontav, you left that Yalav Yava, you have to bench over. Why? Because you're not Yotze the Suda Shabbos or the Suda Yontav if you don't say Ritzeh, you don't say Yalav Yava. You have to be Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos. How are you Kaveh? So you have to have first Kiddush in the beginning and the Haskaras, Kedusha Sayyim in the end. You sandwich the meal in between the Kiddush in the beginning and the Yalav Yava, they would say at the end. And if a person forgets the Sevita, he forgets Yalla V'Yalla, it's not the part that he wasn't Yotze the benching. He was Yotze the benching. That's not part of the benching. He's not Yotze Suda Shabbos. So really, Mikra Adin, he should sit down and wash again and eat another meal. So the Chachamim were Mekel, we ate so much, we're ready to platz when we bench on Shabbos in Yom Tov. We overeat. So the Chacham Lameikon, instead of telling the person he should eat another Suda, make Kiddush again and mention Ritzei Alavi Avadensa, they will make up, we permit him to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. We don't declare that it's a Brachal of Atola. We allow, he was Yotze the benching with the first benching that he said. We allow him to say Birchas HaMazon a second time, even though he doesn't need it. Mitam Birchas HaMazon needs a Mitam Sudas Yantiv, a Suda Shabbos. We allow him to repeat the benching to be Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos or the same Suda Yantiv. So on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, one who forgets Yalav Yavah does not have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because even though there is an Issa Tainis, even if one should assume that the Issa Tainis on Rosh Chodesh is an Issa Min HaTorah, because there is an Inyan of Simcha B'Shevi Al-Tase, not to allow Hesped B'Tainis, but there's no Chiyuv to have Pas, Yam Chiyuv to have bread, Dafke. So even if you did eat bread, you can't say that the Haskarat Yalav Yavah is Ma'akev. That's what Tosfos says when they get to Shalosh Sudas. Tosfos has a suffix. In order to fulfill Suda Shlishis, do you really need Pas? Maybe one can be Yotze Shalosh Sudas with meaning Targima. So it's a suffix in Tosfos. Therefore, Tosfos says, the whole halacha that you have to repeat Birchas HaMazon if you forget Ritzei is not that you're not Yotze Birchas HaMazon. You're Yotze Birchas HaMazon. You're not Yotze the Suda Shabbos. So maybe by Suda Shlishis, maybe if you don't really need Pas, could have been Yotze the Suda Shlishis with Mini Targima, in which case he would have said Bar Nefashis. He wouldn't have said Birchas HaMazon at all. He wouldn't have said Ritzei. So even if you happen to have bread by Shalosh Sudas, you can't say he's not Yotze the Suda Shlishis unless he has the Haskaras Kedushayot. He didn't have to have Pas in the first place. So that's how he passed in the Halacha, that by Suda Shlishis, since there's a Svare that you Yotze the Suda Shlishis, it's a Sophic and Taisis. Maybe Yotze Suda Shlishis without Pas. So even if he did have Pas and he forgot Ritzei in the Birchas HaMazon, he doesn't have to bench over again, because he Sofik Brachas L'Hakam. Can't say that he wasn't Kaveh the Suda. Shame Suda Shabbos. He could have had Mini Tagima. Rosh Chodesh is the one exception to the rule that if you daven Ma'ariv, if you got to mention Yalav Yavoi, the Gemara says you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. On Yomim Tovim, if you get Yalav Yavah Chalamai, if you get Yalav Yavah at night, you have to daven over again. Rosh Chodesh is the one exception to the rule. That's the famous story that they tell, that for a few years, the Rebbe Yehuda and the Baal Shem Tov happened to be related to each other, so they used to live in the same little village, and the Rebbe Yehuda was upset. Rebbe Yehuda is very anti the Hasidic movement, even though the Baal Shem Tov was a cousin. He was opposed to this movement, and he called in the Baal Shem Tov to appear by his Beis Din. He said, you want to start a new movement, so you have to be learned. So he wanted to fahare him, to ask him dinim. So he asked him, what's the din if you forget Yalav Yavah in Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh? So we know the din. Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, that's the one exception to the rule. So the Baal Shem Tov didn't want to answer straight. So he said, Rebbe, it wouldn't make any difference for your followers or for my followers. My followers, we daven with such Islamists, we will never forget Yalav Yavah the first time. And by your followers, if you'll tell them that they have to daven over a second time, they'll forget Yalav Yavah the second time also. And the Hasidic version of the story goes that was on Rosh Chodesh, that the Nadi Yehuda called him in. That's why he asked the Shaila about Yalav Yavah and davening by Ma'ariv. The story goes, that's how the Hasidic version is, that Rosh Chodesh, the Nadi Yehuda forgot Yalav Yavah by Shachris, and when he repeated the Shemoneh Esrei a second time, he forgot the second time also. So that's how the story goes, that the Baal Shem Tov told them, Rebbe, it wouldn't make a difference for your followers or for my followers. My followers will never forget the first time. Your followers, if you tell them to daven a second time, they would forget Yalav Yavah the second time also. So this din is very hard to understand. Why is Manish Tana, why is Leil Rosh Chodesh is different from Leil Chalamai? Why is on the night of Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavah, why don't you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? So the Gemara gives the explanation. The because in the earlier generations they used to have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah. Witnesses would come, you would need two kosher Eidim to come appear in front of a Bezen and to testify that they saw the new Levana b'chidusha after the Moilet. Then Bezen declares Mekudesh HaChodesh. So the Kviyas Bezen cannot be Balayla. We just learned this morning in the Gemara Nidorim. HaTorah Nidorim is the one exception to the rule that you can convene a Bezen Balayla. Other times by Mamanis, by Nefashis, by Kiddush HaChodesh, by Ibra Hashani, you cannot have Tchilas Yeshivas Bezen. You cannot be Koveya Tchilas Yeshivas Bezen Balayla. A lot of times you have a Dintura between Reuben and Shimon, so they can be Mekabel Pasol Dayanim. If they want, they can be mekabel their brothers, their uncles, their cousins, whatever. So they can be mekabel that even though it's Lila, they say, we want the psak to be, we have no time. We don't want to take off from work in the daytime. We want to have it in Torah Balayla. So if the Baladinim accept the psak, if there's a militia Balayla, fine, okay, they can be mekabel. But if they're not mekabel, this paslos of Lila, the halacha says that Bezen Balayla is not chal, can't have yeshivas Bezen Balayla. Whenever in the earlier generations, still the days of Abai Barava lived in Babel. Kiddush HaChodesh always took place in Eretz Yisrael. So the counterparts of Abai Barava who lived in Eretz Yisrael were the ones, Hillel HaSheni, who was a descendant from Hillel, the original Hillel. He was a great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, so he was the one who instituted the Luach Kavua that we have now. But until the days of Abai Barava, they used to have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah. The witnesses would come and testify in front of Bezen. They saw the Nulavana, and Bezen would be Kaveh Rosh Chodesh. So if the witnesses come, let's say, 5 minutes before the Shkia, they say that last night we saw the Levana. The Bezen will declare Rosh Chodesh. It only becomes Rosh Chodesh for the last 5 minutes. No, we treat the whole 24-hour unit of Rosh Chodesh as one unit, and if the Bezen declares 2 minutes before the Shkia, today is Rosh Chodesh, the whole day becomes Rosh Chodesh, Bilam Afreya. Zikloi Musa Lamatreya, who is Rosh Chodesh from the beginning. That's why the Gemara says if the Bezden, if there's a possibility that Bez may declare today as Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so you have to abstain from Malacha from the beginning of the night. And they may declare 2 minutes before the Shkia that today is Rosh Hashanah, so it'll be a Gloi Musa Lamatreya. It was Rosh Hashanah starting from 24 hours ago, from the beginning of the day. So the Gemara says, true, if the Bezden declares it as Rosh Chodesh late in the afternoon, it'll turn out that it was Rosh Chodesh all day long. But lemaise, the Bezden never convened Balayla. Bezden never is Koveya themselves Balayla. So since Ein Mekachin is a Chodesh Balayla, so if one forgot Yalav Yavai by Meiriv, he doesn't have to daven over again because it wasn't yet Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. First of all, why do we still paskin like that? We live after the days of Abai Barava. We have a Luach Kavua. Luach is printed 1,000 years in advance. We know which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to wait till Bezen declares it. And even before the days of Abai Barava, when they used to have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Hariyah, when the witnesses came, but when the Bezen declares it as Rosh Chodesh, the Bezen gets around to declare 5 minutes before the Shkia is Rosh Chodesh. Going to turn out that it was Rosh Chodesh from the very beginning. So it's really a difficult Gemara. We don't fully understand what's pshat in the Gemara. Why is Rosh Chodesh an exception to the rule? Why should the din be that if you forget Yalav Yavah by Shachris, you have to daven over? If you forget Yalav Yavah by Mincha, you have to daven over again. If you forget by Meirav on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to daven over again because Eimei Kachin is a Chodesh Balayla. So what? But tomorrow Bezen will make a Rosh Chodesh and become Rosh Chodesh Molem Afreya. Both days Rosh Chodesh, yeah? It already means second Rosh Chodesh, it already is Rosh Chodesh, yeah? The whole Gemara is a Pella, yeah? Rav Soloveitchik gave an original interpretation in his Gemara. It's a little complicated. He suggested as follows. Until the days of Abai Barava, witnesses would come to the Bezden, and the Bezden would have to declare, after the Bezden would be Mekabeladus, the Bezden would declare, today is Mekudesh B'Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Then what happens with this man on Zeh? We don't have any Bezden. We don't have any Smuchim. Nobody has any real Smicha. What we have today is only imitation Smicha. That's what the Ramon Yeredeya. One place in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Barbanel. That's in Hilchas Ayruah Sisa Vehetei. And the Barbanel says that Bisman Hazeh, there isn't any real smicha, everything is just imitation smicha. We don't know what he needed to quote that Barbanel. Everybody knows that, that's true. Smicha has to be Ish Mipi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Masorah, Ish Mipi Ish, was broken 1500 years ago, a long time ago. Bisman HaAmarayim, already the smicha can't. So nobody has any smicha of Bisman Hazeh. So there's no peasant that has the ability to declare Rosh Chodesh. So how do you have any Rosh Chodeshim? How do you have any Yavim Taifim? If there's no Rosh Chodesh, there's no Yavim Taifim. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes that Hillel HaSheni declared in advance he was Mekadesh this coming Shabbos and Sunday as Rosh Chodesh Ad Bias HaGoyel. He wrote down a whole, he made all the calculations, made a whole system. That he hereby declares the following years as Shana Muberes and the following months as a Chodesh Mole and the following months Chodesh Choser, and he set up the whole system. And he was Mekadosh Olei Rosh Chodoshim in advance. I think Mara says you're not supposed to do that. Shouldn't be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh in advance. So the Ramban says, yeah, that's Bidirabbanan L'chadchila, it's not right to do that. But he saw that it's coming with Shas Hadchak, the Smicha is going to come to an end. The Nochrim kept on making. They kept on killing the Tanoim and Amoraim who were conferring smicha. So Hillel HaSheni set up the whole system. Adias Hagel, till this Moshiach Vetkulin, he was Mekadosh Olei Rosh Chodesh. So according to the Ramban, how do we have Rosh Chodesh today? Hillel HaSheni made it Rosh Chodesh. It's the same way it was Rosh Chodesh in the Zman HaTanoim, same as in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bezdin declared that it's Rosh Chodesh, but except then, the Bezdin was alive on that day and declared today is Rosh Chodesh. By us, it's Rosh Chodesh because Hillel HaSheni declared 1500 years ago that this Friday and Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh. And when we announce, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, we're not making it, we're not creating it as Rosh Chodesh. It already was declared as Rosh Chodesh 1500 years ago. Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh in the future. This is what the Ramban writes. The whole Luach today was set up by Hillel HaSheni. He was Mekadosh Olei Chodoshim and Ma'aber Olei Shonim until Adias Hagel. This Ramban is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam writes both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Usually in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam gives you a thumbnail description of the mitzvah. He just gives 5 lines to explain the kitz and nimrod what the mitzvah is all about. Here, Mitzvah Sesek Kuf Nun Gimel, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana, the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. The Ramban quotes from the Halachas Gedolos, they should be counted as two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to declare Kiddush HaChodesh and one mitzvah to declare Ibar HaShana. That's a detail machlokes. So the Rambam thinks that it's all one big mitzvah, Kviyas HaLuach. And the Rambam says, there's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Torah Shebal Peh, doesn't appear anywhere in Chumash. There's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that when you have a Beis Din available, the Beis Din has to declare Kiddush HaChodesh, the Beis Din has to be Kaveya, Ibar HaShana. And Halacha L'Moshe Misinai says that when there's no Beis Din available, then the Rosh HaChodoshim happen on their own. The Rambam says, this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Ramban says, that's strange. I'm a little bit familiar with Gemara. I never heard of this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Did they keep it as a secret for me? That they didn't tell me the secret? Where did the Rambam get this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai from? That's where Belva Lasolavechik writes in the Sefer HaMaseches Rosh Hashanah. He says, yeah, the Gemara says, speaks of the Sod HaYibur. There was a secret. This was the secret. The Rambam is quoting from the Tshuvas HaGoyim. This was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that for some political reasons they didn't want the Nochrim to know, so they never wrote it down in the Gemara. It was just transmitted orally from generation to generation. That was man, that there's no Beis Din, there's no Sanhedrin. The Rambam's opinion is that you need a Sanhedrin also. Minatari, you need a Sanhedrin. Ramban disagrees about that also. He says any 3 smuchim can declare Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibar HaShana. When you have a Sanhedrin, it's not their Acheretz, but any Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, any Rabbi Tom, Dick, and Harry going to convene a Beis Din, they're going to declare when Rosh Chodesh is, and it's again the Gantz Klal Yisrael. It's going to be Kol HaKodim Zocha. Any 3 Rabbanim or Smicha are going to declare Rosh Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibar HaShana. That's not right. So when you have a Sanhedrin, it's only the Acheretz that the Sanhedrin should be in charge. But when there's no Sanhedrin, so the Ramban thinks that you don't need a Sanhedrin. The Rambam thinks not so. The halacha requires Davka Sanhedrin. When there's no Sanhedrin, then the Rambam says you have halacha l'moshe misina. So what is the halacha l'moshe misina? So the Pashtus, we usually assume, according to the Rambam, the halacha l'moshe misina is that the Rosh Chodoshim become nikva automatically, and the Shana Mubaris happens automatically. So you look in the Rambam, he doesn't say that. The Rambam says you should know that we today, the Rambam lives in Egypt, he writes, we today don't observe Yontif and Rosh Chodesh because of what we are declaring, Rosh Chodesh mentioned, but rather the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, HaMekadosh HaChadoshim and Ma'abad HaShanim. So the Mefarshim is, Davni Nezir is, what Jews in Eretz Yisrael? There were no Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Rambam. There were farmers there. And then the Rambam says, and there are always Jews in Eretz Yisrael, because the Rabbanu Shel Olam promised that Klal Yisrael will always survive. And Klal Yisrael survive means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are considered ki yechidim. That's the Loshon HaGemara in Tainus. All the Jews, even Ir Gedola Keninveh, where you have millions of Jews living there, they're all considered ki yechidim. In Klal Yisrael, even if you only have 10 Jewish farmers in Eretz Yisrael, the 10 farmers, that's called Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says, our observance of Rosh Chodesh and Yamim Tovim is not because we determined that this day should be Rosh Chodesh and the Mele, Pesach falls out on the 15th of Nisan, because of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones who are Koveya. So the Rambam has a Psachidish, that there was a Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin would appoint a Bezin of three, and that Bezin would make it Rosh Chodesh. Or that Bezin would declare Shana Mubaris. As man that there's no Bezin, so the mitzvah goes to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So what do they do to make it into Rosh Chodesh? So that was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. Maybe the Gemara means to say that by their acting out, by their saying Yalo V'Yavoy and davening, they make it into Rosh Chodesh. They're nihuk, but they're being noyik. The day is Rosh Chodesh. They make it into Rosh Chodesh. So maybe that's what the Gemara means to say. That if one forgot Yalla B'Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven over. What do you have to daven over? The oil of the davening you were yotze, even without Yalla B'Yavai. Like if you bench, if you get Yalla B'Yavai, it's say you're yotze the benching. Just that you're not yotze the Suda Shabbos, you're not yotze the Suda Yontif. So Chalamoid in Rosh Chodesh, but there is no Chiyav Suda. So you don't have to, you don't tell him he has to bench over again. He was Yosef the benching without, and there is no Chiyav Suda. So that's why you don't have to repeat the benching. Shalashudas Tosis says, since you don't really need Pas, so it's you don't really need the Ritzei to be Kaveh, the Suda Shlishis, as a Suda Shabbos. You could have had an apple, you could have had a banana. It would have been Yosef with a burn of ashes. So apparently, the Rambam thinks that the fact that you repeat the davening when you forget Yalla V'Yavai, it's not that you're not Yotzei the davening. All of the davening you were Yotzei. You weren't Yotzei the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh. Didn't really, the Ikore really should apply to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Because they're the ones, the Rambam writes in a few places, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who are making it into Rosh Chodesh. Not the people who live in Chutz Lortz. But Agav Eretz Yisrael, and they made it for Chutz Lortz as well. So if you forgot Yalla V'Yavai and davening, you have to repeat it. The Chachamim were Mesaken, we should be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh by mentioning in each one of the Zmanei Tefillah. There's Ma'ariv, there's Shachris, and there's Mincha. You have to mention Askaras Kedushas Hayoyed by Ma'ariv, and by Shachris, and by Mincha. What if you didn't say? So you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Not that you weren't Yotze Shemoneh Esrei, you were Yotze Shemoneh Esrei. You weren't Yotze the Chiyuv, Kviyas Rosh Chodesh. But in the Kachan is a Chodesh Balayla, just like if the Kviyas Rosh Chodesh is done Ayide Bezdin, so that cannot be done Balayla, not only because of the general din that we had today in the Daf Yomi. I think it's tomorrow's Daf Yomi. I don't think it was today's. Not only because of the general din that you can't have a Kviyas Bezdin Balayla. It's a separate pasuk in Marlak Yechot L'Yisrael Hu Mishpat Alakei Yankiv. A separate pasuk that you cannot have Kviyas Rosh Chodesh Balayla. So even if the Kviyas Rosh Chodesh comes through mentioning Yalav Yov and davening, that also the balayla, the mentioning of Yalav Yov and balayla cannot be l'shem kviyas rosh chodesh. That's Be'ed Amayra. That's a din, like you say, al anisim, on Chanukah and Purim. If you get al anisim, you don't have to daven over the Shmon Esrei again. So Yalav Yov and Leil Rosh Chodesh is b'toras Be'ed Amayra. You should mention b'chol Yov v'yom teilem ein b'chosav shoyah. But you don't have to daven over because of that. You have to daven over because you weren't kaveh, you didn't do the kviyas rosh chodesh. The kviyas rosh chodesh can only be done by yom, can't be done by laila. That's a mechudish dik interpretation in the Gemara. But without that view, we're not sure what this explanation is. Or it says that if one forgot Yalav Yov by Meirah by rosh chodesh, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei because in the Kachan is HaChodesh Balayla. What does it have to do with anything? Bizman Azeh, the whole Luach is printed 1,000 years in advance. And even Bizman, before the days of Abai Barak, when they had Kiddush Al Pi Ariya, the Bezin is going to declare it later in the day as Rosh Chodesh. No time out, it was always Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the day. The whole day, the whole 24-hour unit of the day is one unit. When they declare that today is Rosh Chodesh, the whole day becomes Rosh Chodesh. So this is a possible suggestion to interpret in the Gemara. It's not permissible to deliver a hesped whenever there's a mitzvah of simcha. There's a mitzvah of simcha in Chanukah, and Purim, and Yom, Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh. So there was a great Gaon in the early 1900s, Avitzel Eponovich. He was a tremendous Baal Mechadesh. So he used to say Chidushim and Psak Halacha also. And then the Gedolim said, we don't follow all of his big Chidushim. He was a little bit, he was extremely unconventional. So he had the following Chidush. He said, you're not allowed to deliver a Hesped on Chanukah and Purim. That means the rabbi or other people shouldn't deliver a Hesped. But the Kroivim who are in a state of aninus are permitted to deliver a Hesped. Why? Because the whole issue to deliver a Hesped is because there's a din of simcha. Sometimes there's a tzchi of simcha b'kul b'yaseh. That's a chalamay. There's a tzchi of simcha b'kul b'yaseh. Sometimes there's a tzchi of simcha b'shevi al taseh. It's a Hesped metainus. So this mitzvah of simcha is what prohibits one from delivering a Hesped. But the Oidanim, Shemei Simut Lefano, Kozman, they didn't do the tour yet, so he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. The Oidan is Potter and Osir to fulfill any mitzvahs. So he's not allowed to express Simchas Yantav. That was Rabbi Tzula's Chiddush. That on Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh, a day on which, Chol HaMoed, that on which you're not allowed to deliver a Hesped, the Oidanim are permitted to deliver a Hesped. His opinion has not been accepted because we assume that not only is there a violation of Simchas Hayayim by delivering a Hesped, there's an issue to listen to the Hesped. So the other people are not Oinanim. The one who's speaking is an Oinanim, but the one of the people listening are not Oinanim. So it's usually not, his opinions are usually not accepted.
So we are 2 kilometers from the airport, so this will be a very short